We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and we're finally beginning the book. Laws of Lashon Hara, after that long introduction, Klal Aleph. So, Bichlal Ze Yevoar Isur Sipur Lashon Hara Befiv. In this chapter, we will discuss the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara with one's mouth, or Al Yedei Remez, or with allusion, or Mikhtav, or in writing. And the punishment that awaits he who regularly transgresses this, and the wages that await he who is careful in this bitter transgression, and we'll see other details. We have nine paragraphs in this chapter. Okay, number one. Asur lesaper bignut chavero. It is prohibited to say something shameful about our friend, afilu alemet gamur. Even if what I'm saying is completely true, the guy is really stupid. The guy is objectively dumb. The guy is objectively not coordinated. The guy is objectively, off key. Objectively, you can't say he's a bad chazan. It's not his fault. It's not personal. All I'm saying is he's off key. Come on. It's a fact. Pause. Is it shaming him? Prohibited. Doesn't matter if it's true. Odrega. The Zenikah b'fi chazal, and this is what our sages call throughout the Shas, Lashon Hara. Because if there's a lie involved, that's Motzi Shemra. That's giving him a bad name. And that's much worse. V'amsaper, and he who tells over lashon hara over belo taseh. That's the biblical prohibition of lo telech achil be'amecha. V'ze gam ken michlal rechilutu. So this is included in that prohibition, not to go around talking about other people. Yes.
So then, what if we don't have a Jew rav who goes against Am Yisrael?
Let's wait. We will address that later on.
Quick question.
Yes.
Why sometimes people reference someone without specifying